Today for our Bible study, I would encourage and invite you to turn to the book of Amos. The book of Amos, chapter 4, and I'll read verse 12. Therefore thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, because I'll do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Now here's the text I want you to listen to, and I pray God would burn this in your heart, in your conscience, not only give you ears to hear it, but may it penetrate your heart. Prepare to meet thy God. Prepare to meet God. Now, evidently, some years ago, someone had a campaign around the countryside of posting signs along the road, which had this text, prepare to meet thy God. Now, my friend, because God is almighty and God is sovereign and eternal, all men are answerable, responsible, and accountable before God Almighty. God has appointed a day in which He will judge this world and judge you, my friend, by the standard of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why He gives us this warning, prepare to meet Almighty God. Now, let me ask you this question. I want you to seriously consider this morning this text, prepare to meet God. Now, here's my question. How can a sinner, that's what we are by nature, by birth, we're sinful, born in sin, shaped in iniquity. How can this guilty sinner prepare to meet a holy, almighty, and eternal God? Sobering question, isn't it? How can this sinner prepare to meet God Almighty in His holiness? I know this. We certainly cannot meet God in a justifying way upon the ground of my native goodness, because I have no goodness. All the righteousness I can muster up and all the righteousness that any of us have individually or collectively, God says it's filthy rags. He declares in the Word of God, there is none good, no, not one. There's none righteous. So I cannot stand upon the ground of my merit or upon the ground of my righteousness and prepare to meet a holy God. I'll hear Him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. So certainly not upon the ground of my goodness, nor upon the ground of my strength, my ability to contend and argue with God. Now, only a fool would argue with God. I certainly cannot prepare to meet God upon my ability, my strength, to stand before God. Our Lord said that no man can come to me. That is, we don't have the ability to argue, to contend with God, except it's given. No man can come to me except the Father which sent me, draw him. So, here's what I'm saying. Can we defend ourselves and prepare our own case and plead our own cause and case to any avail before God Almighty? Well, the only answer is no. No, I can't, nor can you, nor can any sinner prepare to meet God on the basis of my goodness, my merit, my righteousness. I have none. Well, then, here's the question. How, then, can we prepare to meet God? How can you? Now, I want you to consider, how can you, guilty as you are, guilty as all men are, how, then, can you prepare to meet God? Well, thank God. The blessed promise we have in Scripture is there is an advocate. We have a proper representative and mediator. He's called in Scripture a mediator, an intercessor, an advocate. There is someone who can undertake my cause, undertake my case, and plead and argue before God with a powerful, persuasible, acceptable argument. There is an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. Now that's what John said, and that was John's plea, that was John's argument. He said, my little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not, but when you do, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Let us send for this intercessor, this mediator. We read in the Word of God there is one God and one mediator between God and men, who is the man, Christ Jesus. This God-man mediator, sent of God. He is able to save to the uttermost all that come to God by Him. So how can we prepare to meet God? Here's the only answer, and it's a simple answer. Only in my substitute, my advocate, my intercessor, the representative man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, consider this. Will He undertake my case? Will He undertake for me? Yes. If you're guilty, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I didn't come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. He said that He died for the ungodly. He'll undertake your case if you're guilty. The problem is most people in our day confess they're not guilty. He'll undertake your case if you're in need of an intercessor, if you're in need of a righteousness. What would the Lord Jesus Christ, our advocate, instruct us to do before the throne of God, to prepare to meet Him? Well, three things. Number one, plead guilty. Plead guilty. Guilty is charged. God says, let all the world, every mouth be stopped, and all the world become guilty before God. Our advocate would instruct us to plead before the court of Almighty God, guilty, as charged. Secondly, He would advise us to make a full confession. We read in Scripture, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So I'm going to plead guilty on the advice of my attorney, on the advice of my advocate. Plead guilty. I'm going to make a full confession. I've come short of the glory of God. I've sinned against God. The wages of my sin, I'm deserving of death. Thirdly, on the advice of my attorney, I'm going to beg for mercy. God delights to show mercy. Like that mercy beggar in Scripture, Lord God, be merciful to me, the sinner. That's how I'm going to plea, on the advice of my advocate, my mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how would our representative and our counselor, our advocate, plea and argue for us before God so as to remove all guilt, to remove all punishment, and to honor God's holy justice and satisfy God's law on our behalf? Here's His argument. For us, as our representative, as our mediator, argument number one is, He will say, I stood in their stead as the surety of the covenant, as the mediator of the covenant of God's grace. I stood in their stead of all that the Father had given me. Christ stood as the surety in eternity as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And in time, the Lord Jesus Christ came and stood in our room and in our stead. In the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law. As our substitute, as our mediator, He suffered in our room and in our stead, being made sin for us. He bare our sin in His own body on the tree. He redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. That's His argument. I'm their surety. I paid their sin debt. Thirdly, I satisfied the broken law. Our Lord said, as our substitute, our mediator, He said, I didn't come to dishonor the law. I came to fulfill the law. And He did that. So much so that God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. God's well pleased with the righteousness of Christ on our behalf. He pleads for us as our substitute, who was wounded for us, bruised for us, and with His stripes we are healed. He pleads for us as a surety of the covenant, as the great shepherd of the sheep, who through the blood of the everlasting covenant secured our salvation. He pleads that I am their justifying righteousness. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? All that the Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished, His plea is this, all I have accomplished, I've given to them freely, being justified freely by His grace. You see His argument? That's the only way that this sinner or any other can prepare to meet God, only on the basis of the merit, person, work, advocacy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our case in His hands, in the hands of the blessed advocate before the throne of glory, always prevails to our justification. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in the Lord Jesus Christ. See the blessedness of those prepared in Christ Jesus and accepted in the Beloved, robed in the righteousness of Christ, to stand before God's throne faultless, without blame, before Him in love. Prepare to meet God. How? In Christ. Happy delight given to every believer to meet thy God, being reconciled in Christ Jesus, being redeemed and washed, justified by the blood of Christ. Glorious promise. Prepare to meet thy God. How? In Christ Jesus. The second thing I want to talk to you about is this. Words of warning to those who continue in unbelief, who continue in rebellion against the only remedy, the only way. Prepare to meet thy God. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after that, judgment. Our God who is almighty is the God with whom we have to do. The promise and warning of Scripture, the promises of Scripture given to us, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son, the wrath of God abides upon him. Now think who it is. You who are unbelievers. You who think you can stand before God on your own, in your own strength, your own wisdom, your own merit, your own goodness. Think just for a moment who it is that you must meet. God Almighty, whose holy law you have broken. You've sinned and come short of the glory of God. To be examined by infinite omniscience, your thoughts, your motives, your deeds. God says, I know your thoughts afar off. Whose gospel you've trampled underfoot. Whose gospel truth of salvation by grace you have rejected. This is a God with whom you have to do. This is a God with whom you must prepare to meet. And if you're an unbeliever, if you're an unbeliever, that will be not a blessed day. It'll be a horrible day of wrath and judgment. Think of those unbelievers whose redeeming blood you have counted, the blood atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ as an unnecessary thing. His sacrifice as an unnecessary thing. To you who are perishing, you see no need of Jesus Christ crucified. You see the warning here? This is a God with whom you have to do. Whose gospel truth you've refused to believe. Whose redeeming blood you've counted as an unnecessary sacrifice. Whose righteousness you thought to be worthless. You're going about being ignorant of God and ignorant of the righteousness provided. You're going about to establish your own righteousness rather than submitting unto Him who is the Lord our righteousness. Remember who it is you must meet. Almighty God. This may be the final message and the final warning you'll ever hear before summoned to meet Almighty God and weighed in the balance of God's justice and found wanting. Now, my prayer for you and for me is this, and for all who hear this broadcast, may God give us grace to call upon Him now, to sue for mercy in the Lord Jesus Christ now, to prepare us now to meet God Almighty, then in grace and not wrath. And may we hear Him say in that day, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world, instead of depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. Something to consider this morning, isn't it? Now, I pray the Lord will use His Word and this message to cause you to think about these things. Prepare to meet thy God. Now, if you would like a copy of this message, you call or write to me. I send it to you absolutely free. Call me at 631-9053. Or you can write to me at Church 6088 Zebulun Highway. That's 6088 Zebulun Highway, Pikeville, Kentucky.